Welcome to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Joyous conversations about what the afterlife evidence and modern science combine to tell us is true about our one reality. You have nothing to fear. You are eternal and you are perfectly loved. Knowing the truth changes everything. Now, here's Roberta.
Welcome to Seek Reality. I'm Roberta Grimes and I'm so happy you're with us today. Because this is going to be interesting. I'm going to really, really enjoy discussing things with our guest today, who is one of those stories that I think we all just love to hear. It starts out tragically. She had an accident. She was confined to a wheelchair with a very painful condition. And of course, the doctors gave up on her. They couldn't do any more. This is your life. So she was left to her own resources and she healed herself and she did it using her mind and it works and it's wonderful. But we're going to talk about it today. It's going to be great. She's a mind-body expert now who counsels and teaches and heals others. This works for everybody. Of course, we know already that there's a lot that the mind could do. The placebo effect and just mind over matter. We talked a lot about the various things that consciousness can do, but she really goes into this as a scientist would. And as a result, she's got a whole process. So if you have a chronic condition of some sort, especially even if you don't, I think this is really going to interest you. I mean, I already know some people I'm going to give this book to. She spent 6 years disabled, which is tragic, and in pain all the time. And that basically, she said, the heck with this. After she healed herself then in 2010, she didn't want to just talk about her healing. She wanted to see it in other people. So she actually was able to demonstrate the fact that it works in real time in a medical situation under thermal medical imaging. And I've seen the pictures. It's amazing. She actually can prove that this works. It isn't just, gee, I feel better. It's, hey, this really works. She did a TEDx talk. She's now really, I think, about to do something big with this. The book, which is, I loved. I didn't get to finish it because I didn't have it in PDF. PDF is easier for me, but she's sending it to me now in PDF so I can finish it. It's called Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. And she's doing speaking engagements now for medical professionals and for general audiences too. I just, as I say, Brandy, I just loved your book. Welcome. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you so much, Roberta. And I'm so happy to be here. And I just love your bubbly personality and your sweet heart. You're so lovely. It's wonderful to connect with you.
And I was just thinking when you first came on, oh my goodness, they're going to have my picture next to this gorgeous woman's picture. But I'm used to that by now.
They're going to say two gorgeous women inside and out, right? That's what's going to happen.
So tell us a little, just a tiny bit about how you got here. What was the accident? And just what made you decide, I can fix this? Let's talk about how it started.
So, well, I had a car accident initially, and then, you know how you have like a week back and you kind of feel messed up, but I was still enabled and going through life. And then I fell just wrong, just right, however you want to say it. But basically I ended up with spinal end plate fractures. It fell, you know, right on my bum.
End
plate fractures, and then also a neurological disorder, so CRPS, which is basically where the nervous system is kind of like overacting in a huge way, and it just won't calm down. So you have like burning and it's like, if you've ever had shooting nerve pain before.
No, but you make this sound terrible.
It is. It is. I was on morphine for about 6 years. Somewhere in there every day, morphine, Norco with that and Lidoderm. I mean, I was on so many different medications and Neurontin. I mean, just so many things. And they were burning off my nerve endings. So I had nerve ablations, infusions. They would go in for lidocaine pushes where they, you know, just all of these things, just trying to get my nervous system.
I'm so sorry.
I was a mess.
That's terrible.
You know what? This is the one thing that's great. I would never want to go through it again. But I wouldn't take it back because of the way it changed my life. Now, I want to be
careful what you mean. Yeah.
Because before I've gotten off stages and I've had people say, gosh, I wish I had some horrible accident that changed my life. And then I tell them, wait a second. Most people who have what I had don't get better. So it's not the accident. It was the discovery.
Yes.
And change. And anybody can do it. You don't need to have a problem. You could change your life by just becoming aware of it. You don't even have to have a health issue to change, to understand the mind. And so I always want to be clear about that.
But because of the fact that you are the kind of person you are, where 99% of people would have said, all right, this is my life, and you were in a wheelchair and everything, you said, to heck with this.
Yeah, I would say there were multiple things. I mean, first and foremost, I would say that the more that I saw research that didn't make sense, the more it drove me to figure out what did make sense. And what I mean by that is...
That's profound. I cross-stitch that and hang it on a wall, because that's an important discovery most people never make.
Exactly. And I think that a lot of times we don't really see the anomalies in our medical system. And I think that this is kind of what happened is that when my doctors said there was nothing else they could do, I kept saying, okay, I want more. So I would go to these research hospitals where there'd be 2, 3, 4 doctors who would come in a room at the same time. They would all evaluate you, leave the room, figure it out, and then come back with a plan, et cetera. So I was like, whatever's next, I'm doing that. And they got me into this research study. And that's what, like, I had prayed that just would just happen, is that somebody would invent something new and I would get my life back. And so I went to this study thinking, I'm going to get my life back. And ultimately, they wheeled me in my wheelchair into the hospital, got me all prepped for this procedure. And then the doctor, he comes in and he says, you know, I've reevaluated your chart. And I see, as I'm assessing you now, we don't really expect that this is going to work. You can't be a part of the study. And I felt like I had just swallowed a tennis ball. I was just trying to hold back the tears. And then the next morning I woke up and I was just like, you know, I didn't even want to open my eyes. I was like, what's the point? I can't live like this. It's too much pain. I have no quality of life like this. I don't want to live. And then this thought or this voice came into my mind that was like, well, what about the placebo? And I started thinking about it. I mean, any research study, it's a known fact that a certain percentage of people can heal or have healing results from a fake pill.
Yes.
And right?
Oh, yeah.
And so I started. And so then at that point, I thought it was all about believing. So I was like convincing myself, trying to force myself to believe I was already healed.
Oh, my dear.
And it wasn't working. And then I came across something called the open label placebo, which is where both the doctor and the patient both know it's fake. So it's open label. They both know open label. It is a placebo and it can still work.
Yes.
Right? And so,
oh, yeah.
So it led me down this path to research, why is this happening? How does the mind work? Because, you know, we can see through so many ways, through the placebo, the nocebo, stress, that the mind affects the health of the body. And so I just really became determined to figure out how it works. And I think one thing that was really pivotal was even the awareness that people with multiple personality disorder could have different ailments when they were in different personality.
Great point. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Once I saw that, and then not only different illnesses and different personalities, but different incurable illnesses in different personalities.
Yeah. Impossible even to imagine that's true, but it is true.
Yeah. And I mean, and not imagined, even things like blood pressure. One personality can have high blood pressure that can't get down. Another one can have regular, different body temperature. So it's not even like, it's so many things, heart rate, allergies.
Right, right. Your mind is so powerful.
Exactly. And
it
so
powerful.
It is. And so it made me really want to figure out, you know, how does this work and how can I use this to heal?
Then you had the specific experiences like the 911 experience that really were, you kind of needed those experiences, those extreme experiences to force you to, it's almost as if your life was designed for you to get to this result. Don't you feel that way?
This is why I feel that way. I would say yes, but this is the reason why. I wouldn't have known that the events of 9/11 even affected me. I consciously, if you asked me if they affected me, I would have said, I feel so sorry for other people that went through that and it's horrible. And it would have not been about me at all. But this is why I do feel like I was, is I have, even prior to my injury, when I worked in network engineering and operations, I used to figure things out that if nobody else could figure something out, they would give it to me and I would somehow figure it out. So there's that. Then also what I did in telecommunications and network operations is I troubleshoot networks, right? And when you think about the nervous system, it's the network of the body, the mind-body connection. So I went from troubleshooting telecommunication networks to troubleshooting the telecommunication network inside of the body. And
right.
Yeah. So I feel like I always tell people, I don't think I could have discovered what I discovered without the work that I used to do and the troubleshooting, and because I was used to troubleshooting and I was used to how, and even light energy. Because if you think about telecommunications, fiber optics, and to simplify it, just if you, we send information throughout the world and the body sends information throughout the body.
Yes, absolutely. No, you're right. I can see why that made a huge difference, having that kind of professional experience. But I still think, I really think, and I, as I say, I haven't yet finished the book. I don't know how it comes out. I just know you end up gorgeous. But
you're so sweet.
But just knowing that you had this set of, this sort of background, this set of experiences in your background, I really think it, you were almost destined. Your guides said, were pointing you to make these discoveries.
I would agree, but I would say that I didn't know that at the time.
Oh, no, you wouldn't know. They never tell us.
No. So this is what was really, really beautiful, though. So as I started figuring out how to use the mind to heal, and which took years because I went through, you know, meditation and the positive thinking and the affirmations and the theta state, and none of it was working. And so then it was like trying to figure out what did work. And so it took years, but okay, so fast forward. When I finally figured out what I needed to do, then I started working on walking each day. And what I would do, kind of a long story short, to bring this together simply, just to your point about guides, I had this experience and it was this, is that I would listen to this song that was just a classical song. And I would listen to it every day and I worked on walking to this song. And somebody, a friend, had dropped this CD off at my house. And a long story short, I never knew that the name of the song was called She Walks in Beauty. But I learned to walk to a song, like rewalk and gain my balance to a song called She Walks in Beauty. And I had no idea, none, until after that, I sold my house. I took that special CD because it was so close to my heart with no lyrics. And I put it in my CD player. It tells you, it was several years ago, CD player at the time. Put it in my CD player. And as I went to go back out, the name of the song came up on my dashboard, on my display that said, She Walks in Beauty. I learned to rewalk and to a song called, so it's just my guidance and universe.
They give us all these little signs, don't they? Sure we know. Yep.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that we talk about often here is consciousness, which really is the only thing that objectively exists. This is illusion. But consciousness is something which you can use in so many different ways. And what you did was tap into being able to use consciousness and seeing how you did it and the order in which you did it and what you did with it. Fascinating to watch you do that. And yes, it probably does come from your professional background that you knew to do all and to try all these things.
Yes, troubleshooting. So I did a lot of things that didn't work. And then that helped me to decide to figure out what did. And I would say it's kind of, you know, pivotal moments. For example, I had been like in a state of theta state and spending so much time just in deep relaxation and hypnosis and delta, all of these things trying to heal. And it wasn't working. And don't get me wrong, I could get my pain down at times. And I did a lot of mental checking out, is what I ended up kind of doing. But then there was this moment that I had, and a friend, basically her aunt was passing, and she reached out and she said, you know, her aunt was passing and asked if I wanted to say goodbye. And I said, yes, of course. And so I went over, she picked me up and we went over to her aunt's house. And as I saw her aunt, who had been in hospice for several months, and she was laying there, and I, you know, just this woman I love was laying there passing, and she had been in and out of consciousness for quite a while. And as I said goodbye to her, it also hit me that, gosh, that's probably what I look like every day, because I had been just laying in that deep state of relaxation, just trying to heal. And I thought, you know, if this is so healing, then she would heal. Why would she's been like this for months?
Yeah.
Why didn't she? So it made me say, I have to do something radically different.
Yes.
And that was so along the way, there was just little or profound insights that woke me up to say, okay, wrong direction, Brandy, do something different.
So but you have no pain now?
None. I can run. None. I haven't taken a single aspirin. I haven't taken a single aspirin since 2010. Nothing. And I mean,
it's a genuine miracle,
isn't it?
Genuinely, that is a miracle. And it's a miracle that you enabled for yourself, which I think is just the best story there possibly could be. You just said no to being disabled, no to having pain, and you worked with God, you worked with your guides, you worked with what you know to figure out how to fix it. I think that's just incredibly wonderful.
Thank you. And, you know, after I got better, see, you're like, okay, that's incredibly wonderful. After I got better, I thought, people are going to think this is impossible. I want everybody to realize
it's not,
we can all do it.
It's not impossible. That's the beauty of what you've done. You're saying, hey, I can do it. If you got a problem, you can solve it yourself.
Exactly. This is how I look at it.
Yes.
Are you familiar with the 4-minute mile? It used to be thought that it was impossible for the human body to run a mile.
I did know that. Yes.
In 4 minutes or under. And then this man, Roger Bannister, I think it was in the 1950s, ran a mile in under 4 minutes. And after he did, multiple other people did too.
Now, it highlights
a few things. Number one, that, you know, when we become aware we can do something, it's empowering. And also think about it. If I'm going to be honest, I mean, I can lift a lot of weight. I can run. I can do all the kinds of things. Could I run a mile in under four minutes right now? No, I'd have to train for it. So we do need to believe and be aware of it, but we also need to understand and prep and figure out how to do it also.
How to do the work.
So there's two pieces to that. But similarly, I've worked with so many people that as they heal themselves and they realize, oh my gosh, we can do this. And then they go, oh my gosh, I just released my own pain. I just healed my own headaches. I just healed my autoimmune condition and my blood work's all normal now and all kinds of things, because now they realize they can. And then of course it takes understanding how to do it. So I don't want to say it's all about belief. It's not.
But first you have to believe they could. That this is possible. They have to retrain their mind. As you point out in your book too, there are so many things that limit us in our past that we aren't even aware of. You know, we taught ourselves in the past a lot of bogus things about our own limitations.
Absolutely. The other thing that was really, really key for me was a couple of things. One thing was this. It's understanding that there's always multiple factors when it comes to illness. You know, that's one key, I would say, is that understanding, we know that stress can affect the physical body. But if we're also honest, we can see that there are people with extreme PTSD or extreme trauma who aren't sick. And so that is one factor, is understanding that there are always multiple things in the mind. So that's one
going on. Yes.
Multiple things, multiple factors. And that's how I help people to get results, is I help them to identify what is a specific factor and help them to release it. Now, to your point, when you mentioned everything is consciousness, you know, and we look at consciousness for a moment, what a lot of people don't realize is that our emotions control our consciousness.
Oh, that's key. That is key. We teach that. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And so understanding that and rewiring that at a deeper level is also so, so important for getting results, for getting real
absolutely.
Results.
No, I think that's something that we want to just stress for a moment here. Consciousness is governed by emotion. It is essentially at its core an expression of emotion. And that's why scientists would think it was really woo-woo crazy, because they think emotions are just nothing. They're just a random thing that goes on in your mind, but that they're not. Emotions, in fact, govern the world.
Exactly. Now, what's also interesting is that the mind can be extremely counterintuitive. For example, a lot of people might think, well, if somebody has a lot of fear, well, it just has to do with the trauma. But another way to look at it, and something that I see all the time, is let's say that somebody is holding on to a feeling like they're a bad person, or holding a feeling of feeling like they're guilty. What can happen is in the other part of the brain says, oh, I deserve bad things to happen. I deserve punishment. And so what happens is their brain starts then thinking, oh, that bad thing, that bad thing, that bad thing. And then people go, well, just stop worrying. Let me just try to stop worrying. But if this part of the brain or part of the programming of the brain says, I'm guilty, I'm bad, I deserve punishment, I made a mistake.
Oh, this is so profound. You are absolutely, absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Totally right.
So a lot of that's, by the way, in as you get down further into the book, the end of it, part of what we talk about is the miswired mind programming. And so a lot of times what I'll see people doing is they're trying to get rid of subconscious patterns and change their patterns, but they feel stuck. And the reason they may feel stuck is, for example, a simple example is this, is that somebody can have a feeling of pride in hardship. Now they may want to get rid of hardship, but they don't want to get rid of pride. And because the two get linked together, it's a push-pull. It's struggling to get rid of it.
Absolutely.
And so there's all these tricks in working with the mind to understand, to get real results that it does. It really requires shifting the emotions at a deeper level, but understanding how to rewire the mind to then shift consciousness.
Yes.
So it's all intertwined.
What do the gift letters stand for? So let's walk through that process just on a surface level, because I know from reading the book, it's a lot more complicated than just walking through the GIFT, but still that help people understand kind of what this is.
Absolutely. Step G is about get new healthy mind programming. And the first thing we always want to do is go into the positive and really create new positive neural pathways. And so that's what step G is about getting new healthy mind programming. And kind of a few key things to think about in this specific area is that a lot of times when people are trying to maybe think positive, they aren't creating new neural pathways. They just say, well, I'm going to think positive. And that's like, So similarly, let's say somebody wanted to learn the alphabet. So they do the alphabet over and over and over and over again, and they learn the alphabet. And then they memorize it, and they can do it automatically. Great. Yeah. Now, let's say somebody just said, I'm going to think letters every day. A, E, P, D. There's nothing that becomes recorded and repeatable in the mind.
Right.
And so
right.
When somebody says, I just want to think positive, that's like saying, I just want to think a bunch of letters every day. Then it becomes effortful every day. But if we program in new patterns of emotions, then what happens is just like the alphabet, we know them, we get new patterns in, then they can repeat automatically. And so that's the part of the importance of step G is that. Now there are other things that are important too. And it's that a lot of times, so let's say we have negative programming that's affecting us. A lot of times people want to delve right into the negative, but the problem is is if we delve into the negative, we could increase any illness or problem or issue. And so we always want to go to the positive first. So that's
that is another thing I thought was, you really get the whole emotion thing better than I think a lot of the guests that I've had work talking with us, who are supposed to be really into consciousness. You get it better than they do, I guess, because you've had to use it and figure it out.
Yeah, that, and I can also feel what other people feel. So not only did I have to do it myself, but like, you know how you were talking about guides earlier and whatnot? Yeah. So after I healed myself, I got this ability to feel what other people are feeling. And so part of the way that I can take people so fast out of pain or help them heal themselves is because I know what they're feeling. So then it's easy for me to say, oh, okay, well, change this emotion. This is why it's stuck. This is what you need to do. So it's both. I can feel what they're feeling, and I also have that troubleshooting brain to then understand why it's stuck. It's
powerful.
Yeah, we all have our gifts, our unique gifts. And I would say universe blessed me very well with the, just understanding and God, universe, divine. It just, there's an understanding of it. And so thank you. So step G is about creating new positive neural pathways that help shift our consciousness, that are programmed into our mind. So the mind will automatically go into them. And one of the fun things about that is, of course, if we look at law of attraction, emotions, patterns repeat, or if we look at psychology, we could call it repetition compulsion or reenactments, whatever we want to get super scientific or technical, we can call it that, or law of attraction, whatever you want to call it. Patterns repeat in our brains and in our lives.
Yes, big time. So, exactly. So let's go to I. So what is I?
I is identify the specific problem. So that's where we look at what is the negative, what's affecting the physical body. And then as soon as we go into that, we work on changing it. We look at what is the positive we need to put in. Then F is about freeing yourself. And in step F, you're freeing yourself from the negative, it does have release techniques in it, but this is also the part where we talk about that the brain is holding on to it. So miswired mind programming, like pride in hardship is a very simple one that will keep somebody stuck in hardship because it equates to pride. And then that can definitely affect their health because that's all linked together and that can be a piece of the puzzle. And so there's that. And then T is transformation. And that is really about saying, okay, well, I've created these changes in my brain and now I need to embody these changes so they're real. Because a lot of times people may just want to change in their head, but now to create real healing, it requires a genuine change. And so GIFT is get new mind programming, identify the problem, free yourself from it, transform. So stepping into the transformation. So that's the overall picture.
And how long does it take people typically if they work with you? I'm sure it varies a lot depending on how complex their situation is.
And you are absolutely right. And it also depends on it depends on how complex their situation is. I mean, typically speaking, I've been able to show people how to release their own pain, usually under 30 minutes. That's the norm, under medical equipment. Now, I did do a publication in a medical journal last year, and there was somebody who did take 47 minutes, to get out of pain.
That's not terrible. Forever is a lot longer than 47 minutes.
Exactly. And by the way, on that note, I just had somebody who's going through my video course now who messaged and said this person has been in pain since the 90s and is in 2 weeks, they're out of pain. So, and they're doing it on their own. So I'm not even helping facilitate any of that. So when you say forever, 2 weeks isn't bad.
And not at all. No, that's spectacular.
Let's see. And so it does. It really depends. I mean, I worked with a woman who had a tumor in her throat. And the brilliant thing about that particular one is that it was there for like 4 or 5 months. She tried everything she could do, meditating and positive thinking and food supplements, all of the things. It wouldn't go away. And so she finally scheduled surgery. She did another MRI. They measured it at 5 millimeters, and you could see it protruding from her neck. And surgery was scheduled on Friday, but her and I happened to work on Thursday. And after we worked, the tumor, she couldn't find it anymore. And so she still went into the hospital, because I always tell people, continue seeing your doctors, blow your doctor's mind. That's the whole goal. So she went in, and her ENT said, I've never seen anything like this in 30 years of working with anybody, but I can't operate on something that's not there. And so what I love about that is it's quantifiable.
That's fabulous.
And that's fast. Now, another person that I worked with who had been bedridden for about 8 years, I believe, it took her about 9 months till she was walking, and she had progress along the way. She was able to increase more foods because she had a very limited diet. So she was able to get rid of her pain and increase foods and all of these things. But until she was like walking, it was 9 months. But then, by month 11, so 2 months later, she walked her first marathon, mini marathon. And then,
11, she walked her.
Yeah. It was, you know how Thanksgiving, like, they'll have like a turkey trot type of marathon type of, yeah. So she did her first marathon. That was in after 11 months of starting my program. And then, she got licensed the next week. And so, so it's just, it's incredible. And I've seen people autoimmune conditions. So another one released all her pain in about 2 weeks, and she didn't go back for her blood work until a few months later. Then when she did, it was all normalized. So who knows how long it really took for her blood work to normalize, but the next time she went and got her blood work, it went from very high to all normal. And her, so, I mean, it just time. It depends. It depends on the biggest thing I see is how fast will a person change?
That's what about fibromyalgia, which is an intractable kind of pain that doctors can't even deal with.
I've had people in my classes who have been able to release their pain from fibromyalgia also. So I have seen all kinds of things. So, this is the thing, is amazing beings. And I think God, universe, divine energy, whatever you want to call it, is absolutely just incredible. And I don't know if it would help, but I can actually show some pictures on the slide on the, are we on video or is this on video?
You're on video. Yes.
So I could show some pictures and images of what it looks like, if that would be helpful. Is that,
I don't know. I mean, can you hold them up? Cause the only way we're on video is if you're being videoed.
So if I share my screen, does that help?
Sure. You could do that.
Okay. So if I show you this right here from a medical journal.
Yeah, that works.
Okay, great.
Do you have pictures?
Yep. So there are some pictures. So it's right here. So these are some scans that are under, this was published in this medical journal last year. And what happens if we look at the mind body connection and we look at, there we go.
So yeah, these are pretty spectacular. Look at that.
So this is 22 minutes apart. And if we look at this one right here, and what this is basically is it's medical thermal imaging. And an easy way to describe it is like this, is that if somebody has, like, if you've ever had like a sprained ankle or an infection, you know, there's heat coming from it.
Yes. From the
pain.
So
what we can see with the red is this is where all the pain and inflammation shows in that heat on this scan with the red. And then 22 minutes later, it's all green. And basically that's what it is. I showed her just how to use her own mind. And so this one right here, I mentioned one of them took 47 minutes. That's this one right here. It took 47 minutes. But again, she did that. This one right here took, I think, about 20, let's see, this next one, this one took 28 minutes. And you can see this one was a level 6 of pain to a 0 of pain. So that's when we asked him his pain, what his pain level was.
Wow.
So it's incredible. And I always tell people, though, even when I do this and I demonstrate people releasing their own pain, I always tell people, you have to make that genuine change. So what happens is I'll help them to shift their mindset. Now I say, okay, make sure to reinforce this. And what'll happen is some people, they'll do exactly that. They will say, okay, I am making this change. That is it. And their pain will stay gone, or whatever they're working on healing. And other people will say, okay, I'm going to do this. And then maybe something triggers them. Maybe their husband or their spouse or kids or mother, whomever it is, something. And then they go back into the negative and they say, oh, wait a second. I've got to change this. And so they might have some on and off, and the pain comes back and whatnot till they figure it out. But just emphasizing, it takes real change. And what's beautiful is that as we change our mindset, it changes our lives.
That probably is a vast understatement. That kind of transformation in the life of someone who has been in pain for a long time is absolutely, that's God's gift. It truly is. You're doing God's work for sure. Because The fibromyalgia question was quite a serious one. A dear, dear cousin I feel very close to has had fibromyalgia for decades. Nothing fixes it. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Now, so this is the thing, right? So this is what's important to note, is that, yes, I've seen people heal themselves and get rid of their pain from fibromyalgia. And what's important to note is this, is that I mentioned a bit ago that there's always multiple ingredients or multiple factors towards illness.
It may be more complex. I think it probably is in her case, but that's
well, this is
thing. Yeah, you can fix it anyway, my dear.
Agreed. 100%. 100%. So this is what I'm going to say is this.
Can't wait to tell her.
Is that when a person has a lot of times an illness for a long period of time, it can become part of their identity.
Yes.
And their self-image. And so then what happens is it then, like, I could show her how to, like, for example, most people, like, I've been able to show them how to release their pain. And what would then have to happen in that case is somebody would need to release their pain. And also then as they did that, start updating their identity as being a healthy, happy person as well. So just wanting to be generous with information, how we can see that there are multiple factors. And that's what I have people do, is I address the certain factors. And that's what the gift process, the gift method is all about, is identifying, okay, well, these are the different categories. You're going to have something in this category, something in this category, the self-image, blah, blah, blah. So there's different categories and you say, okay, these are the specific things I need to change, and then changing them. And that's what's key. So just noting that. And
exactly what someone like her would need, this kind of fresh start, completely fresh start in her life. Because otherwise she's very happy, but this brings her down. Oh my goodness. What a wonderful thing. You must feel terrific whenever you just do your work, because so many people are being helped. That must be a great feeling.
It's so rewarding. And I think not only that, but then when I show people how to release their own pain, I always tell them afterwards, I say, you did it. I just showed you how to use your own mind. Yes. And that's what I also love. And, you know, you mentioned God several times. And even if we look in the Bible, it says a merry heart is a medicine to the body. Ill thoughts will dry the bones. And, you know, whether it's, you know, the Bible or metaphysics or quantum, like, it's written in.
Yes.
It's written in so many ways. And so, you know, basically I didn't discover the awareness of healing with the mind, but I did figure out how to get results and how to understand it scientifically in a way that makes sense. And so so point being is that we're really, really incredible beings, as of course.
Yes.
As you know, this is what, by the way, this is something else that I really love is that the way that I look at illness from a spiritual awareness is that it's like a check engine light on a car. You know, if we're driving a car and the check engine light comes on, it tells you something's off.
Great.
And in our lives, if we have an illness, it's a check engine light and it's telling us there is something that is off. Now, if we simplify this, and let's say that check engine light, if you will, for somebody is self-criticism. And let's say it's part of one of the ingredients, one of the things that's affecting their health. It's one of the things that's affecting their health. Now, let's say the person has that pattern for the rest of their life. Or in contrast, Let's say that somebody takes that pattern and says, I'm going to genuinely change this. And they genuinely change the feeling of self-criticism into feelings of self-confidence and self-love and feeling good about themselves for the next 40, 50, 60 years of their life. The way that that impacts the way they feel about life and their self and their relationships and love and the way they show up from feeling confident and good and loving who they are, it is such, it's pivotal. And so,
yes, of course.
Right. So, and that's what I see people do is when they understand what the illness is telling them. And if, again, there's always multiple factors, but when they understand what is off and then they change it so it's on, it just becomes pivotal for their life. Not, yes, getting out of pain, yes, healing, but also manifesting an even better reality moving forward and a better consciousness, a more enjoyable experience.
Beautifully said. I can't believe it. We've already run out of time.
You know,
my goodness. What do you want people to take away, especially from today?
What I want people to take away is this, is that we can do this. And most people don't really realize we can do it, but it does take real change. It's not just fairy dust. It's not just positive thinking. It's identifying and creating a real change. And the more that we know we can do it, we get results. Basically, what I'd love to see is like the 4-minute mile where people start waking up and saying, we can do that. What if everybody wakes up?
Yeah, that is just beautiful. Well, consider yourself hugged. And we are definitely going to have you back because we have not finished talking about this. This is wonderful. I'm so happy to have met you.
Roberta, I am so happy to have met you. You are just I love your energy. I love your smile and you're just beautiful. You're just a beautiful being. It has been such a pleasure.
Well, I think we have to get back together again just so we could admire each other because
I think so too. Except for, I do have to say, even when we connected, we were chatting right away. So I think that we would be admiring each other and talking up a storm because you're just so easy to connect with and talk with. So thank you.
Well, thank you, dear. And as I say, we are going to have you back. What will you be our guru of? We have a guru of forgiveness. We have spiritual gurus, but I think you're our guru of health. And I think that's kind of very important because most people think they're stuck with whatever their health is. And you are the first person I have ever interviewed who showed that's just not true at all. You can be as healthy as you decide to be.
Exactly.
A miracle.
So I love that. And guru of self-healing, because I like that it's all about absolutely helping people to heal themselves.
All about helping people and empowering people to live their own best life because they freed themselves from whatever was in the past that was holding them back. Because as you point out in your own life, there were things in your past that you had to free yourself from. This has just been beautiful. Thank you so much. I can't stop talking to you. We will have you back for sure.
I love it. I look forward to it. You're beautiful. Thank you. We'll see you later.
We'll see you later. And everyone, I think this frankly is a revelation to me. I didn't know some of this was possible, but clearly it is. So this is consciousness on a new level. And my beloved friends, once again, we've come to the end of our time. This has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. I'm so happy you got to hear this. This has been so great. Never forget that you are a powerful, eternal being. You never began, you never will end. And when you really, really get that, it changes everything in your life for the better. Next week, we're going to talk with Michael Goddard again. He'll be with us for the third time. Michael was meditating for 2 hours a day when he was in his early 20s. He had not much else to do, I guess. But he has spent more than 30 years working on his own spiritual growth. He was an international tax consultant, but then in his private time, he really worked on this. And he's written two wonderful books. One is called A New Now, Your Guide to Mastering Wisdom Daily, Achieving Equilibrium, and Empowering Your Nobler Self. And he's also written In Search of Lost Lives, which will be our topic next week. Michael is actually another delightful person to talk with. I think you're going to enjoy him. So please be sure to join us next week. And I don't know what to say about Brandi Gilmore. When I saw her materials, I kind of semi-believed this all was possible because I know enough about consciousness. But I have to say that what she has done is absolutely transformational, and I'm so, so impressed with it. This woman was given up on by the medical community. Her body was further messed up by them as they tried to heal things that really could be healed only by the mind. And now she's out of a wheelchair, and you see her life. She has this fabulous life, and she's helping other people do the same thing with their minds. Her book is called Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. And I haven't finished it yet, but I care enough about what she's doing. And I loved her book enough that I'm going to finish it, which I seldom do after I've done the interview, and try to share it with other people too, because this is something which will cause such a reduction in suffering in the world when more people understand that they really are in control, not just of their minds, but once they control their minds, they can control their bodies. This is very exciting news, and I'm so happy, happy to have met Brandy, I have to tell you. So she'll be with us again. And now, of course, we should just mention that Seek Reality Online is your one-stop resource for all things afterlife. Just go to seekreality.com and start to learn for yourself that your own reality is eternal, whether you like that or not. So before you decide to leave this earth, learn the ultimate truth from our dear friend Craig Hogan and have the best possible afterlife. And Teachings by Jesus is your single resource for all the divine truths that Jesus taught. Jesus didn't start Christianity. The Romans did. They just took his name. Now that the Christianity that is not his is kind of dying, now it finally is Jesus's turn, and teachingsbyjesus.com is his website. So please join us, and let's share the truths that Jesus came to teach us. And those truths, by the way, are very empowering in ways you may not yet really understand. All of the more than 500 past episodes of Seek Reality are available wherever you can find podcasts. And you can listen to new audio episodes each week with the Seek Reality app. You can find that wherever free apps are available. You also can see new video episodes each week on Roku, Fire Stick, YouTube, and elsewhere. And meanwhile, my beloved friends, this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Please enjoy and make the most of this coming week in our one reality, always knowing, never forgetting for a moment that you are a powerful, you are a powerful, eternal being. And you, most of all, in this entire universe, you are infinitely, eternally, and perfectly loved.
You've been listening to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Roberta blogs and answers questions at robertagrimes.com. Join us every week as we explore what the afterlife evidence and modern science combine to tell us is true about the one reality we all share. Knowing the truth changes everything.